Hello, West Liberty. This is Cam. You are listening to WGLZ College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, I have Martina Matusiak here with us for an interview. Ms. Matusiak is a professor here at West Liberty who teaches several different classes in the digital media design field. She is also from Poland. I want to start by asking you what it was like growing up in Poland and going to school there, especially compared to what you've seen here.
Well, system of education is quite similar. We have, elementary and then high school and then college. So I went through the whole phases of that. I finished Master of Art Education at University of Opole in Poland, and then I decided to pursue MFA at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, close to on the other side of the Pittsburgh. So I went there, and what I can say that the difference is maybe that we are able in United States to give hands-on experience and experiment with different tools. In Europe is more strict in terms of like how we make art, and it's mostly figurative art, and there's not much of a dialogue maybe between a student and a professor, and that dialogue happens here in United States, which is really encouraging.
Okay, so it's more hands-on here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, what age did you say you moved here?
I was 22.
And you went to IUP mm-hmm. to finish your school?
Mm-hmm. I finished printmaking there, yes. Master of Fine Arts in printmaking, yes.
Did you know anybody here at the time?
Or
you were all on your own?
It was, I came to IUP as exchange students, undergraduate exchange students. So I kind of knew the environment, but I didn't know many people. I didn't know anybody, honestly. So then I just decided to continue my education. And I applied, and I got in, and I got a scholarship to attend, so I kind of couldn't say no, and that was great. Yeah, I made some friends.
Yeah, how hard was that, leaving your family and your country?
Oh, very hard. I was just thinking the other day, I haven't spent Christmas with them since I left, so 15 years ago. Luckily my job is, I'm pretty privileged that I have summers off.
Right.
So
yeah.
When the finances are okay, I'm able to travel and see them over mm-hmm. summer, but I'm missing out on other parts like Christmas and other holidays and Easter and celebrations and funerals and weddings
yeah.
and stuff
yeah.
like life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the biggest differences or things you had to get used to whenever you moved here at first?
At first, well, language.
Yeah.
My English wasn't, I mean, not that it's great now, but it was definitely not good.
I think it's pretty good now.
Yeah, I don't think it was, especially as an artist, to express yourself during critiques is like very important. So I think that I was constantly exhausted, like mentally, like trying to process this in two languages.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? Maybe the relationship between professors and students is a little different in Poland, though that changes too. I grew up in like more strict environment. We kind of don't have that conversational relationship with professor. It's more like task.
Right.
Here's the task, complete the task. So
yeah.
Being kind of open and having a dialogue, I think that's great. I mean, that was new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything was big.
Yeah.
Everything was big.
Mm-hmm.
Laundry washers and dryers were big. Ovens were big. Microwaves were huge. So everything was huge. Cars were enormous, but yeah. It's just a matter of perspective, I guess.
Yeah. So did they teach you any English when you went to school in Poland? Or?
Oh, yes. I took classes. I mean, that's great because, I mean, I had two languages, if not three at some point. But you pick one and you really study it hard. And you start in primary school. So you have at least 45 minutes of English or German.
Mm-hmm.
And then extra classes after school.
Yeah.
I went to lessons after school as well. Yeah.
So you said you've been in America 15 years now?
Yeah, since 2007. So that's 15, right? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long have you been teaching?
12.
12. Okay.
Yeah. 2 years at IUP and 10 years at Westlib.
Okay, cool. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with this interview on WGLZ. This is the Hilltop Hip Music Station. You are listening to WGLZ. West Liberty. And we're back, West Liberty. So, to continue this interview, I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. You said you spent 2 years at IUP and 10 years here at mm-hmm. West Liberty?
Yes.
So you've only taught at the college level, nothing else?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you have any interest in going and teaching at any other level?
As an art education major in Poland, I did have an opportunity to teach younger kids. And I'm open to it. I think it's, you know, I think art should be available on any kind of level in, you know, and introduce in any level to students. But I really like college students. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I volunteer and sometimes at my kids' classes. You know, my kids are 8 and 10, so I do see what they're doing. And, you know, it's nice to see a different perspective and spark. But I like college level, I won't lie. Yeah. I like adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's understanding. So what made you want to start teaching in the first place?
I guess the teachers I met along the way inspired me, you know, especially back in Poland and giving me opportunity to come to United States for exchange and helping me find my voice. And, you know, I think that was really encouraging as an mm-hmm. artist. You know, you sometimes don't see those professors years and years, and then you run into them at conferences, and mm-hmm. you know, it's like reconnecting. It's like you never left, and especially you know, seeing young students working in printmaking, which is my field, and like using tools and not just digital part,
right.
Which yes, we offered, but like using tools and skills and pencils and making sure whatever they draw comes out correctly on a plate, and then they have to ink it and print it. So the process of it is very beautiful in printmaking. That, you know, seeing the excitement in students' eyes that, you know, like, oh my gosh, this worked, this actually worked, you know, it's really rewarding.
Yeah.
And I like that sense of discovery and searching and searching for students.
Mm-hmm. So you said you taught 2 years at IUP. I kind of want to ask how that was and what mm-hmm. that was like.
It was great. You know, I was fresh out of college, and that was like really pushing me in the deep, deep waters. The classes were way bigger than IUP. The classrooms were like three times, you know, I had three times more room, but I also have three times more students. So it was hectic and it was exhausting, but it was really rewarding, you know, in the end. So, like, I love that West Liberty offers that, you know, more guided
yeah.
and one-on-one than, like, a group of 40 students, you know?
Yeah.
So that gave me some perspective, too. But, yeah, everybody was really good to me, and I learned and I from students, and what I could do better was a great trial for me.
Mm-hmm. You think that kind of prepared you for mm-hmm. West
yeah.
Liberty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, yes.
So speaking about West Liberty, you've been here 10 years now, mm-hmm. and I kind of just want you to speak on your time here and how you liked it.
Yeah, well, it's a big part of my life now. You know, and I think my kids are 10 and 8, so their whole life, all they know is West Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of changes, and I have seen a lot of growth in the arts, especially. in our department, and I see a lot of transition to new media and changing and learning. So I love that art is not like stagnant, that, you know, changes and evolves. Mm-hmm. And all of us do that in the department, like all the professors and students, you know, even just switching between majors, you know, there's nothing, it's like very fluid. Mm-hmm. And it has to change. So, you know, it keeps me on my toes. Like, I cannot tell, like, the 10 years, you know, what's going to happen in two, I don't know, you know, like, right. Maybe there'll be new concentrations and new topics to learn and new majors to offer, new skills to teach and new skills to learn. Mm-hmm. So that's great about arts, and it's really reflected in our department.
Most definitely. Do you have any favorite traditions from Poland that we don't see or do in America?
Like customs, like holidays?
Yeah, anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, I do, especially for Christmas. And I do it. We don't have Thanksgiving, though. We don't have Thanksgiving.
Is there something in place for that or
no? No. No, but for Christmas, though, we really celebrate a Christmas Eve.
Okay.
It's like a big day of preparing special foods, mm-hmm. and that have meanings, like fish, and we have lots of beads, and anything that earth gave us, mm-hmm. anything that could be pickled or preserved is like put it on a table, and we have like different customs of putting hay, like a piece of straw and hay underneath the tablecloth to represent like that, oh, in the future you'll have a lot of money. And so there's a lot of folk and traditions like that that, you know, I am missing, and I try to keep them in my house. But
that's cool. Have you ever thought about going back to Poland to teach?
Yeah, well, I do have an opportunity. We have a partnership with Jan Kochanowski University back in Poland. So last summer, I did have a chance to teach for a week. And, you know, that partnership will grow. And for right now, I don't see myself going back, because mm-hmm. kids are young, and mm-hmm. I really like to see what's happening in West Liberty, mm-hmm. and at West Liberty. So, you know, I feel connected here. Mm-hmm. But I also value time in Poland, and we'll see what, you know, maybe 10 years, 20 years, where that will go.
All right, Ms. Matusiak, thank you for joining us with this interview. I really appreciate it. And West Liberty, that's all for this interview. Tune in for more. This is WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.